Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Doctor of Flow. I'm here, as usual, with the big guy. And we have a guest, right, Matt?
Absolutely, we do. We're super excited to get to him. I am going to say this really quick, though.
Right? Okay.
We just heard about the lawsuit. We just spent some time talking about that. We're not going to get into this podcast. We'll dig into it on some other podcasts and everything because there was a settlement that just came up. We'll talk about it at some other point. Here's what I will say, and everybody that I've been talking to, the best way to look at this is, don't start screaming the sky is falling, okay? Because it's not, right? Stay focused on the fundamentals. Be clear on what it is that you do. Make sure that you know how to have those conversations and your agents know how to have those conversations about what they offer, and you're still going to be able to relay the value that's going to create compensation opportunities for you. So let's not sweat that, but we're not going to get into that right now, right? We're not going to talk about that right now. Instead, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so we're going to bring you on right now, Michael Petrone, CEO and founder of Real Estate Conversions. The guy wears a lot of different hats, and gosh, we're going to talk about every single one of them today. Michael, how
are
you doing?
Great, guys. How are you? Great talking with you today. A great little conversation we had prior to coming on. I really enjoyed it, and I agree. We'll see how it all plays out. Can go in any direction, but let's try to make it a win for everybody for sure.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely love the sound of that. You know what else I love the sound of? Guys, make sure you go down to the links in description below and register for Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. It's a mastermind we have at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every single Friday. It's free to attend. We talk about things like the lawsuit and everything else about growing a brokerage. We'd love to see you there. So, Michael, man, you have so much knowledge when it comes to the real estate industry. I don't necessarily know even which one of those to choose from at the beginning, but I do know that one thing our listeners always love is hearing a little bit about the backstory of how you even got into real estate. It's always a great story. Why don't you share that with us?
That's an excellent question. I started way back when I was in my late teens. I finished up high school, and some of my friends that I work with, their parents were in real estate and owned brokerage companies, and I was always intrigued by it on what they did. And I've read books on it, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do at that time. And I always enjoyed finance and real estate and housing and things like that, and really read a few books and just got really interested in it. And I decided to start going to school in business and really liked business finance. And that was where I really got started. And I liked construction. I had done a few jobs and doing some drawings and things like that and watched people with their jobs. And really enjoyed just seeing what they did. And that's how I got started. I originally worked for a banker. I got started after I finished my business degree, and I had some background in construction, and they liked that. So that's how I got started. I really got started at a bank and in a commercial real estate department. They had me doing, my job was a construction loan administrator, and I was in charge of the builders in Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, New York. And just learned a tremendous amount. I would review commercial appraisals. I would do draw inspections for them and just really enjoyed it. That's how I got started in it.
Yeah, I love that. Excuse me. Tell us a little bit, right? Don't tell us everything about all of them yet, but you wear three or four different hats. Why don't you tell us what those hats are, and then we'll dive into one of them.
Awesome. The one that I just love doing the appraisal area. I just love reading them, and I loved being outside. So that's how I got started doing the appraisal side of it. So I transitioned from that in the early 90s and just really enjoyed that. I started working for a company doing that, and that just went alongside with banking directly. So I had been doing that and I still do it today, and I've been doing that for now for 30 something years, and it's just been a really amazing career. It's been very good to me over the years, but that's one of the hats I do. I wear one of those, and I still do it to this day. I'm in New York and in Florida. I'm a certified general, and what that means is I can do commercial appraisals. So there's a residential side that you can just get residential certified, and then there's also a commercial side, commercial appraisals that are much more intricate and income-producing type of properties and things like that. So that's how I started doing that. And during that time, you would just transition into becoming a realtor as well. So I got that as well. And I've done a little bit here and there. And then along the way, you just keep adding more things on, really. It's just such a great business. There's so many different directions you can go in. So I did that as well. And then I learned about fix and flips. I learned about buying and income producing real estate, like 1 to 4 families, which I ended up buying. And I ended up transitioning into investments during that time as well. So I owned about 40 units and did several fix and flips when I lived in Rochester, New York, and sold that business off, meaning I sold my assets off during the crash way back then, before that, luckily enough. And then I've always just continued to keep doing all those different things, appraisals, investing, brokerage, and investing. So it's been a great career and I still love it. I'll still keep doing it, hopefully for the next 20 years.
Right. Yeah. So that's wearing a bunch of hats in the industry. I love the industry too, right? I love real estate. Of those four, which one's your favorite? If you had to pick a kid that you like the best, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Which kid do you like the best?
I would have to say investing is just so interesting in so many ways, not only just because you meet excellent people from so many different walks of life, but even in that one, you just only not only can help yourself for your future because it's a great way to generate passive income and also active income if you do fix and flips. But I love the investing side of it because it can really set you up for your future, meaning that if you start early, like I recommend all young kids do today, start early and do it often, you can create such a great portfolio for yourself and you can be financially free probably by the time you're 30 years old. And it just is an amazing opportunity to do that. Just be careful. Just think through everything. Work with mentors, get into masterminds, yep. Understand the stuff, ask questions, try to get some experts on your side and learn along the way. It's just been a great area for me. Like I used to own multifamily, but I transitioned into self-storage and I'll still look at multifamily, but the self-storage area is just an area that I just love it now. It's just so much more interesting. I'm not dealing with toilets and sinks and all that stuff breaking. I sweep it out and it's ready to go again, ready to be rented again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to broom clean, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's excellent. Okay, so we know that you like investing the best, right? And we know that you do appraisals and brokerage and all that kind of stuff. So you're looking at a lot of different things right now that are happening and moving. And there's a lot going on in real estate. So tell us, we've heard a lot about commercial real estate is struggling a little bit, right? Residential's moving. It's not great, but it's moving. Commercial is struggling just a little bit, right? So tell us, if I'm an investor, how do I make sure that I'm looking at the right opportunity? Should I just say, okay, I'm not doing anything in residential right now because it's too expensive? Should I say, okay, commercial's doing bad right now? Or should I realize there's an opportunity in both of those, right? Tell us a little bit about what to look for from that perspective.
Excellent question. I would say you just have to be very careful. Today, in this day and age, the deal has to be a home run. It has to be a home run on everything. Location, cash flow that it generates. The problem that we're having, it's difficult, is because the borrowing costs are so high right now. So some of the deals, most of the deals, I'd say, just do not work anymore because I think people, sellers especially, are in a different frame of mind. Things are changing drastically and quickly. And I definitely think that's an area that you need to just be careful with. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm keeping my powder dry, as they say. I'm trying to keep my contacts with my accredited investors and my partners. We're trying to keep the powder, which is meaning money available for when the deals come along. I'm just sitting on the sidelines typically right now, but I'm only looking at deals that really make sense. We're trying to kill the deals immediately. That's what you should be doing, because whenever you're in real estate, you're always trying to buy the deal now because you want to have an exit. You make money when you buy the deal. That's always the key in real estate. So you always got to think about this exit strategy. How am I going to get out of this deal? Am I going to sell it? Am I going to refi it? What am I going to do with it? That's why you need to buy right today. And it's even more important to do that right now, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's killer. Okay, so tell us about a brand new investor that's getting into the market. So you hit on something that I think was just absolutely incredible advice. Go find a mentor, go find mastermind groups, all that kind of stuff. But you and I both know that not everybody in the mastermind groups and not everybody that mentors is somebody that's a great example of somebody to really pay attention to what they're saying. We both know that. Okay. So what are some, if I'm a newer investor, what are some questions that I can ask that can help me make sure that the person that's helping me invest or me is helping me learn the business? How can I vet that person out in a way that I make sure that I'm getting as sound of advice as possible?
Excellent question. I would say, first of all, you got to have rapport with that person, right? We all have different personalities. You got to be able to get along with that person, right? You got to understand their background, who they are, where they've been, what deals they've done. Ask them those questions. And if you did have a bad deal, I think this is a great question to ask. What is one of the deals that didn't go right for you, and how did you overcome that? I've had those. Right. I think that's an excellent question. And how did you overcome Absolutely. That? How did you deal with the downside with bad deals? That is just a huge part of our problem. We all can't hit home runs all the time. It's not going to happen. It
right.
just doesn't happen. So I think right. it's about rapport. It's about understanding you're being a banker here in a way. You're investing in them, right? You're investing in them just as they're investing in you. It's just like an interview.
Hey, Dr. Ben here. I hope you're enjoying this episode. If sometimes you feel overloaded or alone when it comes to building your brokerage, I want you to know that we are here for you. There's so much support available to agents, but hardly any dedicated to brokers. I want to personally invite you to schedule a complimentary strategy call where Matt will help you build a 3-step profitability plan that will immediately produce results. This is not a sales pitch. There's no obligation. Simply click the link in the description below. Now let's get back to the show.
So how can I learn from this? Because basically when you're coming in and you're coming to somebody like me that has experience, and I learn about this every day. There's stuff that I still don't know. It's such a vast market. I learn every single day. Really, I do. Things that I've never knew that existed, even in real estate. So I think that you just got to have an open mind and just try to be with people that you trust, but you got to build that trust over time. And that just takes time to do that. So just have faith, build the trust, go to mentors, read, understand, get good books. Because yes, I agree. You need to find the right people to invest with. And you'll learn that too. You're not always going to know that right up front anyways. You're going to find out that those partnerships don't work, and that's okay, right? Everyone fails, but when you fail, you learn. And that's the best thing you can learn. What did I learn from those? I do that. I debrief myself on all those calls that I have with people. I do it with my partners all the time. What did we learn from this? What can we do better? Mm-hmm. Every time I debrief myself, every time I think about something and do deals with conversations with insurance companies, with attorneys, with mortgage brokers, with realtors, I think about what did they do good? What did they do bad? What can we do better next time? So I'm always constant and never ending improvement is what I'm always trying to do. And that's what you need to do too, to get better at this game.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So you've mentioned a couple times in the show today about finding a mentor. And I just love that. And so I'm a huge proponent of, man, looking for other people who've already had this success and saying, gosh, can I pick your brain? Or even if they're just somebody that's too upper echelon and you need to go buy their book, right? Sometimes a book can be a great mentor. My question to you is, how does someone go about finding that mentor? Or what do they look for in a mentor? And Matt, I would love your perspective on this as well.
Yeah, there's tons of books out there, and there's a lot of stuff on the internet that you can go find and talk with people. You're local, wherever you are in the country or even in the world, there's always local people that you can go to, local groups, local organizations you can go to and start talking to those people. You got to network. That's the only way to do things. You got to get yourself out there. You got to go meet with people like we do on these podcasts and these vlogs and everything. You got to go start doing your research. It just takes time. Little by little, you start to learn the good and the bad of what goes on in the industry. That's how you do it. You just learn the good and the bad. You're going to spend some money. But when you're just starting out, just do a little bit you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can learn a lot from just reading books, going on the internet, and then just do little by little. Maybe you go get your real estate license. Maybe you do that. It doesn't cost that much to do these kind of things. Maybe you do that. That's a great way to go learn. And it's not that expensive to get started. And that's how you get yourself involved in real estate in some way or another. Or you're in construction. Or things like this, where you learn these little different trades, and then you can start to talk to people like me, who I might come out to your site. I might buy this property, or you might be on the site. You might want to talk to me. Or I just network with people wherever I go, and I learn from everybody I talk to. And you just never know what people do. Just even standing in the supermarket line, I always drum up conversations with people. I just try to get a connection with them. So there's ways that you can do different things. And then you just ask. You ask people like me, or you ask people like the two gentlemen on this call, if you ever see them in a conference or something. Who do you recommend, or why do you recommend that person, or what have you heard? When you're going to start to see that these typical names start to come up, right? And these typical people that are in this industry, that are good at it, that are reasonably priced, and that you can hit a home run with them. So it just takes time and determination.
Yeah, I love that. And you've said this a couple of times, and I've got to point this out because this is so spot on. You have to be willing to invest to be an investor, right? And when I say invest, of course, money is absolutely part of it. Resources, time, real effort, attitude. You got to be willing to invest all of those things. If I'm a firm believer that if you start investing those type of things, if you really start putting effort into yourself and growing your knowledge and reading books and networking, like you're saying, opportunities will start being attracted to you. I'm just, you're going to be in the right.
My library is full of books on real estate that I've read, that I went to, that I reference consistently. I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly learning. Even to this day, and I've been doing this since the mid to late 80s. That's a long time. But I still do it today because I learn stuff every single day about these different ways to make money in real estate. There's just so many ways. You just got to have faith and just find your niche. You could have many niches. It's okay, but just start with something just get started. That's all you need to start doing. Start learning and reading and getting on and invest. You're investing in yourself. So the investment is yourself, is just your education. That's the first step. And then you go to the next step. What's the next step? Is the next step you keep networking with people, talking to people. You try to figure out a way to get a deal that you might want. Maybe it's a single family house. Maybe it's a tax deed. Maybe you go online and you want to buy a tax deed. You just learn, go and take a tax deed class. There's just so many different ways to make money in this business and you can do very well in it. And you can make a very good living. It just takes time. Just got to be dedicated to continually learning.
Yeah, I love that. I have one more question for the both of you. And then I want to make sure everybody knows how to connect with you, Michael. So I'm a real estate broker, and I have some agents underneath me. I definitely have some new agents that are coming on board regularly. I get a question that I'm seeing over and over saying, gosh, there's so many things that you can do in real estate. How do I choose which direction that I need to go? I'm interested in this. I'm interested in that. And it's great, right? You're living proof that, yes, you can wear multiple hats. But there's always that sense of, okay, well, you got to start with one. Or you got to pick something, and that will give you that foundation to lean forward. I'm not asking which one to tell everybody to choose, but I am asking, what advice would you give a broker who's having agents come to them with those questions to say, gosh, here's what I think you should do, or an exercise that you could do with them, something like that?
That's an excellent question, just a really excellent question. So I would say that you just have to understand that person. Where are they in their time frame and their age, right? There's a time horizon that people have as well. So it depends on how old they are and what they really want to do. What do they like? What do they like to do? Do they like to invest? Do they like to invest in things? Do they like to invest in the stock market? These types of things, the risk reward type of thing. What kind of risk do you want to do? Do you like working with people directly, like you do in the brokerage side of things, where you're trying to find homes for people and that this is their forever home, or this is an investment home? That's the thing. If you're a broker, what areas do you focus on? Do you want to focus on are you an older person? So maybe you want to focus on the elderly, older people that are looking for homes as well. That's another area that you can get into. Are you younger already and you want to go towards the millennial type of people? So maybe you need to focus on that. You need to understand what their goals are, and you need to start there for that broker. And the broker is going to know that because they're going to interview them and want to bring them onto the brokerage. So they're going to know what direction they want to go in, but obviously it's ultimately up to the person, right? The salesperson where they want to go. there's so many different areas you can go in. What type of house, single family, you can do 1-4s. You can focus on commercial, which is 5 and higher. So that's a whole another, that's an investment side of things. Or you can just do straight up single family sales, or you can do that. So it just really depends on the person, right? You just got to understand what you're comfortable, what your level of comfort is. But again, you're not going to grow if you don't push yourself out of that comfort zone. So if you think you want to do investing, why not try it? Just see if you like it. So you got to just dip your foot into some of these things to see what direction you want to go in, because you can always change. It's not that hard. You can change because it's real estate. You can just adapt and go another direction. So it's okay if you don't pick the right one and it doesn't work out for you, but that's how you learn, right? That's what we're here. We're always learning. Yeah. So it's not a failure. It's just something that you realize you didn't like. So I've had that happen before, right? It's okay.
Yeah. So absolutely. That's a great way of putting it. Goals and interest. Absolutely. That has to be where you start. I'll add to that just a little bit. Know your personality, know thyself, right? So know what you're good at. And that can also help point you in the right direction. So understanding who you are, what you're good at, what you like to do, what your goals, what your interests are, just look at that as the different ingredients on a cake, for lack of a better way of putting it, right? If you put all of those things in there together, it's going to help you come up with what's going to be a good solution for you. But if you don't like the taste of the cake, it's okay. You can make another cake, right? And don't be so bought into something that you try something and you're like, oh, real estate doesn't work for me because this one piece of it doesn't work, right? We've talked before about brokers as a great example, right? There's a difference between a broker owner, a managing broker, a non-competing broker, a sales manager, just a qualifying broker. They all have different roles, but they're all a broker, but they all have different roles in what it is they do. You got to find the one that fits you the way that you want it to the way that you want it to fit you. So that's super good and super good advice, right, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. So Michael, we've enjoyed having you on here. I want to make sure that our listeners and everybody know, how can I get in touch with him? I know you have a few different ways that people can connect. Everything you say, obviously, this is to your audience. I'm going to make sure it's in the links in the description below, as well as on the showcase page, so that you guys can access it really easy. So Michael, how does everybody get in touch with you? They just want to meet a really cool guy.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, you can go and look at me at LinkedIn, Michael Petrone, P-E-T-R-O-N-E, on LinkedIn, and a lot of my contact information is there. You can contact me at Real Estate Conversions, mike@realestateconversions.com with an S. If you need appraisal services, you can contact me at mantisappraisal@gmail.com. Any brokerage, any businesses that are or companies or people that are moving from California or New York down to Florida that need my help with anything, because I have an MBA in finance as well. I can help you with your businesses. I can help you locate anything down here you might need. You can go to michael.petrone@lptrealty.com. And also the last thing I have is my investing side of things, where I buy self-storage facilities with partners. You can go to buildwealthwithselfstorage@gmail.com.
Yep, I love that. We'll make sure that all those things are linked down below, so you guys can learn more about Michael and get connected. Michael, thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
It was absolutely a pleasure.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Matt, we bring on amazing guests just like Michael. They're everything else that we do for one reason and one reason alone. Tell them what that is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.
See you guys.
See ya.